U.S. energy regulator says Iran war underscores urgency in expanding nation's pipeline network. Houston, the 800-ship bottleneck in the Strait of Hormuz devastating the global economy has made it more clear than ever that we need more infrastructure in our country of every type and, more specifically, more pipeline infrastructure, the United States' lead energy regulator said on March 26. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission Chair Laura Sweat told reporters at a press conference at CRA Week by S&P Global at the Americas Hilton Houston that streamlining and accelerating approvals for pipeline development is a priority under President Donald Trump's January 2025 National Energy Emergency Executive Order. But with 20% of the world's daily supply of crude oil and liquefied natural gas locked inside the Persian Gulf since the United States and Israel launched Operation Epic Fury on February 28, there's added urgency in building pipeline capacity to move more natural gas from wells to the electricity grid and liquefaction plants for export. Iran's devastation of Qatar's energy infrastructure in a March 18 ballistic missile strike crippled its ability to export LNG. It could take 5 years to restore production to February 2026 capacity, according to state-owned QatarEnergy. Qatar is the world's second-largest LNG exporter, supplying nearly 20% of global demand. About 90% of Qatari LNG is purchased by buyers in Asia, including China, South Korea, Japan, India, and Pakistan. The United States is the world's largest LNG exporter, supplying 25% of global consumption. Nearly 70% is shipped to buyers in Europe, with Japanese and South Korean consumers also top importers. The United States is literally powering the world right now with our LNG, Sweat said. LNG is so important, and that is a huge priority for me, to ensure that FERC is more efficient in the way that we look at things. The primary physical restraint on domestic natural gas and LNG production is a lack of spare capacity within the nation's 3.3 million mile pipeline network to expand. Nor can U.S. industry dramatically scale up LNG exports in response to the crisis. There are 8 U.S. LNG export terminals, all on the Gulf and East Coasts, 4 in Louisiana, 2 in Texas, and 1 each in Georgia and Maryland. A 9th, ExxonMobil's Golden Pass on the Texas side of Sabine Pass, began liquefying natural gas in February and will begin shipping soon. Expanding natural gas pipeline capacity to meet dramatically increasing electricity demand was already urgent, Sweat said, but the Iran war has made it imperative. She said the commission is examining what we call a blanket certificate for 3 existing projects that can expand or make revisions or take actions without having to come to FERC to go through a full-blown application process. The blanket certificate is related to environmental impacts that have already been assessed. We are very carefully looking at what we can responsibly do under the law to make those processes streamlined for companies to get the energy into the grid and to our allies as quickly as possible, Sweat said. She said the commission will also act within 30 days on Energy Secretary Chris Wright's March 13 order directing Sable Offshore Corporation to restore operations of the Santa Ynez Unit and Santa Ynez Pipeline System under the Defense Production Act, preempting California regulations that have left the region and U.S. military forces dependent on foreign oil. The order has drawn praise from industry and advocates, including the Center for American Prosperity and Energy, which called it a necessary and timely step to strengthen America's energy security and economic resilience, in a March 25 statement. At a moment when global supply chains remain vulnerable, including disruptions tied to instability in critical transit choke points such as the Strait of Hormuz, ensuring reliable domestic energy production is not optional. It is a core national priority, the center said. California is challenging the order in a lawsuit maintaining the federal government only has jurisdiction on interstate pipelines. Sweat said she understands the logic of California's legal argument and is leery of expanding federal regulation in areas the Constitution allocates to states. I won't speak to any specifics about how the commission will rule on the order, but I will speak generally as to my view of government, she said. Our system of federalism and state jurisdiction and federal jurisdiction is very clear. It has been for hundreds of years. As a regulator, I take those lines very seriously, so that is part of the way that the commission is thinking.